We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Showtime! How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two. Some breaking news. 56 NFL players have tested positively, says the National Football League Players Association, which is 2% of the players that have tested so far since returning to training camp. So do we think that that's a good stat to start with, since really they're not on the field consistently yet? That probably doesn't happen until next week.
That's kind of on the heels of Matthew Stafford being on the COVID list, only to find out that he got a false positive. His wife went off on the NFL on social media afterwards, so he's now off the list. Gardner Minshew wasn't on the COVID list for more than a day or so either. I don't know what that was
about. Right, he sure wasn't. You're right.
So, I'm not – when you read that off, I was like, okay, 2%. I guess – I hate to sound like this, but that's not that bad.
No, I don't think
it
is either.
It sounds callous, but – and then if you mix in the fact that there might be a couple mistakes in there, which is not a joke. I mean, that's not – you know, that's not anything to joke about. False positives, that's scary stuff, especially with Stafford, who – his wife, I think, is a cancer survivor, right? Wasn't there an issue with his wife, and they got more than a few kids and – anyway, I don't mean to get out of my depth there and just kind of fly a little too close to the sun with my facts or, you know, stuff. But anyway, we are used to, with these non-bubble sports, the shock value. I think that's kind of over. Like, people are going to test positive. What the acceptable number is, I guess, depends on you. It's up to you. You know, your own rationale of whether you think that's a lot, not very many. If there's more than zero, that's too many. I mean, if that's how you feel, I understand that too. But here we go. You know, if we're going to try to have team sports, you got to take the bad with the good. And
sure,
any more than zero is not ideal, but how they recover.
I don't think that's too bad. 2%.
You know, that was the first thing I thought of when you said it.
That's not bad.
It hopped in my head first.
So.
Hey, if you want to see the Hunter Gibson historic bat flip, if you're on Twitter, it's great. @SunflowerBSB, Twitter handle. They have a video of it. It's about 30 seconds long. It shows Hunter circling the bases and the whole thing. So @SunflowerBSB on Twitter if you want to watch Hunter Gibson flip a bat a historically long way. You want to change your stance on Michael Porter Jr. yet?
I would like to see him stop someone defensively.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, am I asking for too much? He is an offensive force, and good for him. Good win for them. No, I'm not going to. I don't think
Nuggets
don't
132,
think so.
San Antonio 126 is what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's 126 isn't going to win you a lot of games.
All right, so. All right. Well, how about this? Greg Popovich compared Nikola Jokic to Larry Bird.
That he likes Nikola Jokic a ton.
Yes, apparently he does. Says he's a reincarnation of Larry Bird. Does everything.
He doesn't shoot like Larry Bird, though. Larry Bird could knock down threes and kill you. But in other ways, Nikola is a lot like Larry Bird.
Jokic had 25 points, 11 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 of them offensively. And sticking it right in Bruce Hurdle's face, also buried all 3 of his 3-pointers in the third quarter to help the Nuggets move within a half game behind the Clippers for second in the West.
Like I said yesterday, when he's hitting his threes, he's indefensible. He was 0 for 5 in the ball game a couple of days ago. But when he's hitting, if he drops some threes, what are you going to do with them? Nothing.
Popovich, quote, "They've never seen anything like that. He's stepping out and making threes. He's rebounding the ball. There should be an NBA rule. You can't tap it to yourself. He's Moses Malone. You know, he's down there and he jumps about a quarter of an inch and he taps it 2 or 3 times and then he gets it and lays it back in. It's not just luck. He does it all the time. He is great on the board. He's obviously maybe the best big man passer in the league. If not, then close to it. He's a pretty special player," unquote.
He is.
So there's your Nuggets talk. They won again yesterday in the bubble, 132-126. Not exactly closer to home, but more of what we care about as far as Wichita State. Toronto 109, Orlando 99. The Raptors are now, I believe, 3-0 in the bubble, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
Yep.
And Fred VanVleet, on the heels of 36 points, went for 21 and 10 assists with no turnovers in 35 minutes. And Toronto kind of just toyed with the Magic and moved to 49 and 18 for starters in double figures. Norman Powell had 14 off the bench. Keeping my eye on the Raptors, boy. Mm-hmm. I know the Bucks are the class of the East, but Boston, my God, they scored 149 points in regulation yesterday against Brooklyn. But if you want something to root for, and I know you Shocker fans don't need any extra incentive to root for the Raptors because Fred's on the team, but they're playing well right now, very well.
They sure are, man. And a nice double-double with no turnovers.
Only took 5 threes yesterday. Didn't figure he needed as many. You see the Rockets shot 61 threes the other day? It wasn't their last game, but it was a couple
games. I actually watched that game.
21 of 61 from 3, the Rockets were.
The Rockets are interesting. See, the
I'm glad you think so, because I don't think so.
I think that they have just enough firepower that they make themselves a little bit more interesting in the conversation with the Lakers and or Clippers. Maybe.
But. Well, they famously have gone tiny, not just small, but tiny.
Yeah.
Like, what's their tallest player on any given trip down the floor, 6'5", something like that?
Yeah.
But they're also, minus 54 in rebounding. So.
Yeah, well, you know, they spread, and, right. They're counting on Harden and Westbrook to get free throws attacking the basket.
Yep.
And then they've got the one guy that sets in the corner and pops threes.
They got more than one guy that does that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they charge the middle and then they kick to the corner.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
So, I know it's the way of the new world in the NBA, shooting threes, but 61 in one game seems a little excessive, but whatevs. The Grizzlies apparently are showing their less than interested in playing good basketball. They're trying to hang on to the final spot in the West. Jazz beat them yesterday. And now not only are – who all's on their heels? Pelicans, and I feel like somebody else is creeping up on the Grizzlies now too. But they are – they had – the Grizz had a player get hurt, and they gave up 124 to the Jazz. It seems like they're kind of circling the drain a little bit. Gobert had a double-double. Ben Simmons went out of the game against the 76ers with a non-contact knee injury. I believe MRI showed no structural damage, so he's day-to-day. So that's pretty good for the 76ers to dodge that bullet. Joel Embiid had a good game. They beat the Wizards 107-98. Found myself watching a lot of the OKC Lakers game. Lakers looked like a team that wrapped up the number one seed in the West.
Very much so, right?
They didn't make shots, and in turn, and
didn't worry about
maybe
it
a little
much.
Unfair, didn't look all that interested in missing the shots that they missed either. Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
So.
Get to the playoffs. We're right there. We're almost there. Let's get to the playoffs and see what happens. Because that's what's always fun about the NBA anyway. And – by the way,
no home court advantage, though.
No home court advantage. But by the way, to your question the other day of what was it? The set was it 7,000 tests or whatever it was?
Yeah,
with
NHL.
No positives in the NHL.
Yes.
Does that lend itself a little more credence when you get the stats out of the NBA bubble, especially at a hot spot in Florida? No negative or no positive tests.
Zero confirmed since July 29th, the NBA bubble.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Can't do any better than zero.
No. To answer my own question, the Blazers and the Spurs actually are two other teams besides the Pelicans on the Grizzlies' heels right now. Portland's one game back of the eighth spot, and the Spurs are only two games back along with the Pelicans. And the Phoenix Suns are only 2.5 back. They're 3-0 in the bubble, and 29-39 overall. All right, so there's your NBA talk. 869-1240. If you got anything you want to add, what's on tap is courtesy of Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing, where the daily lunch special today they're back open. On Thursday, of course, is the crispy chicken strips basket served with fries for just $5.95 today. So go out to the corner of Kellogg and Tyler and let them know that you appreciate them opening back up. It's 13,000 square feet out there, for crying out loud. So go out there and social distance and have a little lunch out at Side Pockets, good friends of the show. Celtics 149 points against the Brooklyn Nets. How's that possible? How do we do that?
Just start playing some defense and I'll get a little bit more interested.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I know it's midweek viewing. And that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I got to admit that I watched a decent amount of that Oklahoma City Lakers game I'd already seen OKC play the Nuggets, and I just wanted to check out OKC, see what they look like nowadays. And the Nuggets, because you're out there, and you have dismissed them, so you've jumped off their bandwagon, and I like them. So that's why I watched Oklahoma City the other day. But, man, when nothing else is on, and it's a legit team sport, like we talked about 3 months ago, I feel like, and not cornhole, and not horse, and not darts. Not talking
right.
about that. I'm talking about team
sure.
sports and games that count. I wonder about the ratings and if they're as good as I feel like they should be or could be. NHL
included. I think
included.
That they're okay. I think they're all right. Some have been impressive. I haven't paid as close attention to that as I normally do, but just because I'm glad to have it regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you with the NHL?
There's only so many hours in the day, but
yes.
I did notice that Jad Chambers, Chicago Blackhawks, won yesterday as a 12 seed against the 5 seed Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, they
and
did.
Jad, are they one game away from moving on and dispatching of the Oilers? One more, right?
They're leading. They are one more away, yeah.
2-1. So to answer your question, for Jad's sake.
You're likely going to get the Avalanche, I think. I think Colorado's going to get the top seed.
Yeah, that'll be a buzzsaw.
Hey, you didn't think they were going to win a game. And here they've won two. So
yeah, I hear you.
So Jad jumps off the Blackhawks, so I cling on to them. Bruce dismisses a Nugget, so I'll cling on to them. I'm hanging on for dear life with the Royals. What am I doing over here?
I'm not exactly jumping away from the Blackhawks. I'll say this. What I think is going on, I think being there, the playoff experience that they have does seem to be kind of showing through right now. And just they're playing a little bit smarter. I noticed that, especially like in last night's game, the Oilers' goals were all kind of sloppy trash around the front or off of rebound, something like that. The goals that were scored by the Blackhawks, for the most part, good redirects, well screened shots. It was some good offense.
Good redirect, especially on the game winner, as I saw in the highlights. That was and that stuff is. I know us just generic hockey fans sometimes feel like, man, that was lucky. But that's not luck. When they park
that's all designed.
When they park themselves in front of the goal and redirect those pucks, it's a thing of beauty when it works. So, but to answer your question, more than I've ever watched, not to say that I've watched a lot, but more so than I ever have, because, frankly, a lot of those games are in the middle of the day. Vancouver and Minnesota play at 1:30 today. Washington and the Flyers play at 3 o'clock today. You know,
you can't look when you really get right down to it. We've got baseball going on. We've got hockey and basketball going on. And we've got a major championship going on in golf. This is a pretty damn good weekend, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad at all.
And I've from the restart, however you want to call it, been totally on board with NASCAR and golf. But those aren't team sports. Those are individual sports. And I liked both of those sports to some degree anyway. So speaking of golf, PGA Championship going on right now out at what are we calling that place in San Francisco?
Harding Park,
that's it.
Harding Park.
Scottie Scheffler is 3 under through 4. Tony Finau is 2 under through 2. And 9 other guys are 1 under par. So just getting started. We've got about 31 or 32 guys out there on the course now as they teed off at 7 o'clock local time, 9 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone.
When does the Magic Trio go off?
Not for a while, I don't think.
Not until later this afternoon?
I want to say it is an afternoon start, although Koepka, Woodland, and Shane Lowry go off any minute now, actually.
What's more impressive, Bryson DeChambeau's adding of weight or Gary Woodland's loss of weight?
That's a good question.
27 Woodland, pounds.
I was going to say, it was 20-something last I'd heard.
Yeah,
he thinks slimming down will make you a better golfer. Bryson thinks bulking up will make you a better one. Woods, McIlroy, and Thomas go off in, 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, so they go off quickly.
Fairly soon, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they are I think they're going off the back. They're going off at number 10 at 8:33 San Francisco time. So here in about 15 minutes, Tiger, Rory, and JT will go off. And Spieth, Dustin Johnson, and Justin Rose go off in 3 minutes. That's not a bad trio either.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, so – and then Gary Woodland, Brooks Koepka, and Shane Lowry.
Well, we know where the cameras are going to be pointed today. So,
well, I'm looking at the PGA Championship scoreboard, and it's got a little picture of a camera to tell you exactly who they're following. And, yes, it is no surprise that the little camera thing is next to those two big trios, Spieth, DJ, and Rose, Woods, McIlroy, and Thomas.
Nice.
All right. All right, let's get to a little NFL talk, and as only the Raiders can, they kind of created a hoax to get their players' attention to prove a point. It was pretty excessive, in my opinion, and a little jarring, but hey, Raiders gonna Raider. We'll give you some details and also talk about how their quarterback feels disrespected and what's he actually gonna do about it. A little NFL talk and some mishmash when we come back next segment here on Sports Daily. It's Shane and Bruce and Jad, and it's Thursday, and this is KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.